It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Could you guess what that might be that I brought in? I know, it's a funny looking thing. It's made out of wood. Yeah, but it's not too heavy. A friend of mine, whose name is Jim Wright, is going to come by to see us in just a little while, and he's going to show us what it's really for. Yeah. But right now, I thought we could play with it a minute. How do you do? Come into my house? No, it's not a house. Sure looks like it, though, doesn't it? Why don't we take a trip together? Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. It's like a boat. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, some days it's good to play alone, but sometimes I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a ball or a doll or a sword. But whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew. 'Cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Right. Well, no, it's not a boat. It's fun to pretend, though. Now, I'll put it down the way he told me to. Come along now. Have you guessed yet? It has something to do with camping. Yeah, that's the only hint I can give. Because Jim Wright will tell you the rest. Oh, that's a little hole there. Yes, there's another one up here further. It's for something to go in, I think. You see, it's just about as big as the end of your finger. But we'll learn more about that when he comes. Yeah. That may be he now. Let's go see. Is that you, Jim Wright?
Yes, it is.
Come on in.
Hi.
Hi.
My friends, Mr. Wright.
Good afternoon, everybody.
I've got this thing down now.
Oh, good.
You'll finish it, will you?
Yes, I'll finish it. I have some other things to show you, but we'll take care of that right away.
Good. Now, may I help you?
Yes, you may. Isn't this a tiny package to go on such a big frame?
Sure is. Canvas, isn't it?
It's canvas. And inside, we have some poles. which are apart. And the first thing we have to do is to put them together. Would you like to put one together?
Sure. How do you
All
do
right.
It?
You take the place that's pointed, and you put it inside the metal part, like that.
Mine
okay.
comes out too easily.
Yes, well, you have to just twist a little bit and force it in.
You're a
Thank
good
you.
Camper.
Thank you. And then you look for the part that's flat, and it goes in the little hole.
We were just wondering what those holes were for.
That's what it's for. This would go into the ground.
Oh, I see.
If we were putting the tent up outdoors.
Uh-huh. So it's a tent, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's going to be a tent. You've got both poles in.
Got both poles in. And now we'll unfold the tent. And we take the little loops and put them around the edge.
I guess this one goes here.
That one goes there. Thank you. This goes over the top. We hook this down here, and you take this, and there the tent is up, and there you are inside it.
Yeah, this is great. It's a small tent.
It's a small tent. It's for two people.
Do you ever use one like this when you go camping?
No, I use a bigger one because I have a big family.
You and have three girls, don't you?
Three girls and their mother. And we have to have a bigger tent. And you can be more comfortable than that in a tent. This is a sleeping bag.
Oh, a bag for sleeping.
Bag for sleeping. And it has some nice soft down in it. And it has a zipper on the side, mm-hmm. just like this.
Oh.
And look how nice and soft it is. Here, pull it in. Put it right in.
I like that. Oh, fine. I won't get in it, but I'll lie on top of it here.
There. Now, some people can put a piece of foam rubber or a mattress filled with air or some boughs from some trees underneath to make it softer. And sometimes there's an air pillow built into the mattress, and sometimes people take pillows from home along with them.
Put it right down.
You put it right down there.
Mm.
Isn't that soft and snug?
Sure is. I bet your girls like to get in tents, don't they?
They do. They do. They like tents. They like camping.
What's that for?
This is a lamp. And at night, when you're going to go to bed, if you do that after dark, sometimes you need some light.
I see. Would you ever use a flashlight?
You might use a flashlight. My girls like to take the flashlights to bed with them in the sleeping bags inside the tent. And before they go to sleep, they flash the light on the wall of the tent. And if you're standing on the outside, as my wife often are, you can see the little pinpoints of light against the wall of the tent from the outside until the girls get tired of doing that. They go to sleep at night.
The quiet and then the little lights again.
Oh, the little lights. And you can hear the crickets and the sounds in the woods. And it's a very friendly sound.
Mm. The good part is just being together as a family, isn't it?
That's right. You can take walks together and take a long hike through the woods and pick up pine cones.
What do you do when you're thirsty?
When you're thirsty, in many campgrounds, they have a spigot out in the middle of the campground, and you can take your canteen.
Oh, that's a
canteen. Which is kind of a funny-shaped bottle.
Sure, yeah.
For water.
Oh,
and you can fill it up. And some people take water from home. You can take a big 5-gallon, big red 5-gallon jug of water with us sometimes in case We might be at a place where they didn't have a spigot. Mm-hmm. And you can fill your canteen up, and if you want to take a walk through the woods where there might not be any water, you have some water with you in case you get thirsty.
Great. Why does it have a cover? It
has a cover so that you don't get wet, because the outside on the metal gets a little damp.
I see.
You have a cover on the outside to keep from getting your clothes wet.
Boy, there are lots of things that campers take that I wouldn't know about.
Oh, it's fun to eat outside. Food tastes so good outdoors.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Wouldn't you like to have something to eat or drink with me? I have some things in the kitchen.
Gee, I wish I could, but I have to go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh.
There is someone there who has ordered some things, and I sent something by mail, but I have to deliver some things in person this afternoon.
I see. What kind of things are they?
Well, they're little tents, just like the one that you're in. And I have them right here in this little bag.
Tents.
Show them to you. Little miniature tents. There's one.
It's a lady, you say. Is her name Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Yes, it is. Yes, her name is Lady Elaine Fairchild.
She's extremely interested in camping these days.
Well, I sent her a great big order, and here, now, I'm going to take her some more tents.
Well, good luck to you. I don't know what she's planning in make-believe, but thanks for bringing this by. Could we keep it a while?
Yes, you may. I can come by this evening and pick it all up.
Oh, that'd be great. Here, that's for Lady Elaine, I guess.
Thank you very much.
Well, good camping to you, Mr. Wright.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
Good trip to make-believe, too.
Bye-bye.
Farewell. Campers. Special people. Do you ever go camping? Do you? You know, we could look into make-believe ourselves. When our country was very young, we didn't have to worry about where we would pitch our tent and camp. No. Let's look into make-believe and see if there's some places in there. Not so sure that there's any place in make-believe that we're supposed to camp. There's Daniel's clock. And there's the museum go-round. You see, a long time ago, the land hadn't been assigned to people. But now we have to find out where we're allowed to camp. And we wouldn't camp at the factory. There's the trolley. And I wonder if we should be camping at the castle, if anybody should be. Hi, Charlie, how are you? What in the world is that? It says, campers special. Who gave you that sign, Charlie? Lady Elaine Fairchild. Well, we'd like very much to see what Lady Elaine is doing in make-believe today. Would you take us, please? We'd like to go, wouldn't we?
Oh, hello, trolley, dear. Oh, boy, camping. What a wonderful time.
Could you tell me where I might find Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Oh, what do you expect her to look like, dear?
Well, with a name like that, I expect she's a very grand lady, but one who's interested in the fine life of camping.
Well, you're right. You're perfectly right.
Well, could you please tell me where I might find her, then?
You're looking at her, dear.
You're Lady Elaine Fairchild?
I am. How did you know that I'd be just like you said?
I don't know. Your order is here, Lady Fairchild.
Oh, good. Just in time. Now, won't you just please put them right up there, dear? Oh, they're just perfect. You do such beautiful work.
Lady Elaine, what are you doing?
Dear Lady Evelyn, I'd like you to know this fine man who brought these excellent tents for our campsite.
Oh, how do you do? But, Lady Elaine, who told you to make a camp in Uncle Friday's garden?
Why, it was a promise, dear. Yes, a promise. You run along now, mister. Just send the bill to me.
But what is your address here, Lady Elaine?
Lady Elaine Fairchild, K. castle campsites. Neighborhood of make-believe. That'll be good enough.
Do you mean to tell me...
Do you want me to take the tents back?
Oh, no, dear. And now you just run along. That's a good boy. Run along.
Good day. Nice to have met you. Have a good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Lady Elaine.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm just building something for everyone's pleasure, that's it.
I see, for everyone's pleasure. All these camping tents.
Yes, anyone who cares to come and camp, then he will.
I see. Do you know, Lady Elaine, that there are some people who are very concerned about what Uncle Friday's going to say when he comes back and sees all this?
Oh, you mean all this in his garden?
Yes.
Well, it's all for the sake of the arts. That's it, the arts.
The arts?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that these are artistic?
These tents and all?
Yes.
Well, that too. But what I really mean is, what do I mean?
What do you mean?
It's for an opera, that's what it is. An opera. Reardon is coming back tomorrow, and we're going to have an opera about camps and campers and all those lovely things.
That's Reardon it. Coming back for an opera?
Mm-hmm, sure. Didn't you see him yesterday?
No. Was he here?
Mm-hmm.
Did he sing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what time was it?
Oh, don't get so excited. Now he's going to come back tomorrow.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
An opera. An opera about campsites and camping.
That's it.
How do you suppose he ever thought of such an idea?
Well, he's such a clever person, isn't he?
Yes, well, who's going to be in the opera, Lady Elaine?
Oh, he hasn't decided that.
Oh.
I imagine he'll be in it,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be in it,
mm-hmm.
and probably some other campers.
Oh, that's grand.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that I thought that you had set up all these campsites, you know, for people to come and camp on Uncle Friday's castle grounds. Well, that would have been just terrible.
Terrible.
I'm glad it's just for an opera.
Yes, just for an opera.
Well, I'm going to go and tell the others about the opera.
Oh, well, before you go, could you help me a little bit, dear?
Sure.
I have this sign here I'd like you to put up, if you don't mind.
Oh.
Yes. It needs to go right there.
Campsites.
Castle campsites, that's it.
Oh, an opera.
It'll just make it perfect, won't it?
I just love operas, and so does Uncle Friday.
Oh, I'm glad, yes. Well, your uncle loves them, too. Anything for opera.
Yes. Bye, Lady Lane.
Goodbye. Woo! Castle campsites. Wasn't that a good idea?
Hey, is that you, Lady Evelyn?
Yes, it is.
Come here.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm just great. Look what I got.
What is it?
Oh, well, it was something that was sent to Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Uh-huh.
15213.
Yeah, that's her zip code.
Zip code.
I was over there looking at her tents and everything, and I said, hey, Lady Elaine, what are all these tents for?
Uh-huh.
And she said, here's a present for you, X.
Just like that?
Yeah, take it home and play with it.
And you did?
Uh-huh. If you take your finger and just push that little... Yeah, that's it. You'll get a surprise.
Oh, it looks just like Lady Elaine.
It's supposed to.
And it says, making mischief. Making mischief?
Yeah.
There's a question mark there. Well, she isn't, X.
Isn't she?
In my opinion, she's not making mischief, because I went over to the castle and I saw all those tents.
Yes.
And I asked her what she was going to do, and she told me.
What is it?
She's going to do an opera there.
She's going to make an opera?
With Reardon. Yes, they're going to do an opera about camping and campsites.
Well, isn't that funny? I saw Reardon yesterday and he didn't say a word about it.
That's
Let's tell
strange.
Henrietta.
Yes.
Henrietta.
Henrietta. Wait a minute,
Max. What? Oh, good idea. Henrietta Pussycat.
Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow. Meow, Lady Elaine Fairchild. Meow.
Hello, dear.
Yeah,
How are you?
Yeah, don't sound... Yeah, don't feel like Lady Elaine. Meow, not Lady Elaine, meow.
Right. Hi, Henrietta.
Hey, it was just a funny little thing about Lady Elaine.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, surprised. Meow.
Yes, but you knew it wasn't Lady Elaine.
Meow, didn't look like her, meow.
Guess what, Hen?
Meow.
There's going to be an opera.
Meow, opera.
An opera, that's why all those campsites are set up in the garden.
Meow, 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 meow.
Lady
Meow, love the operas, meow.
Oh, yes.
Meow, Reardon in the opera?
Yes, he's going to put it together, Lady Lane told me.
Oh, isn't that great, Henrietta?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I wonder who all will be in it.
I don't know. Well, she said that she was going to be in it, and Reardon was going to be in it, and she said some others.
Oh,
and she
probably
didn't say who.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, be fun, meow, here.
Sure
yes.
will.
Meow, meow, over and play, X.
Okay, I'll come over and play with you.
Goodbye, then. I'm going to tell Daniel. May I bring him the Lady Elaine?
Oh, surely, Fox. If you like. I'll go play with Henrietta, and you play with that.
Oh,
see you later.
Thanks,
goodbye.
X. Bye, Hen. I was going to try to surprise you.
How are you, Lady Evelyn?
No, I'm just fine. You want to try it again?
Sure.
Just a minute.
All right.
I'll knock again.
All right.
Don't look.
Oh! Oh, it's a jack-in-the-box.
And it's Lady Elaine.
Why, Lady Elaine, isn't that funny looking?
Everyone thought she was making mischief over at the castle.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I found out?
What's she doing?
She's going to have an opera. Reardon and she have set up an opera over at the castle, and it's all about campers.
So that's why she's put up all those tents.
Right.
Why, Lady Elaine Fairchild, you know, I saw Reardon yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say one word about the opera.
That's strange.
Yeah, it is. Well, he'll probably be back tomorrow, and we'll just have to wait and see.
I guess so, Daniel. Oh, it's hard to wait for some things, isn't it?
It sure is. But you're growing, so you can do it, you know. You can
yes.
wait. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. In and out. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing all about. Oh,
thank you
so much. Oh. Feels so good on that new stripe of mine. It's growing, too, you know.
I know. Well, Daniel, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Ugga.
Mugga.
Ugga mugga.
Ugga mugga.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And goodbye, funny little Lady Elaine.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wait for something you're wondering about. Mugga mugga. Oh, Trolley. Hi, Trolley. Wait a moment, wait a moment. You too, Trolley. Campers special. Oh, Lady Elaine did it. That figures. Well, more tomorrow.
Did you hear Reardon say anything about making up an opera yesterday? I didn't. An opera about camp and campers. Do you suppose that could be Lady Elaine's own idea? If you were going to make up an opera about camps and campers, who would you like to be in it? Would you like to be the daddy who puts up the tent? Or the mummy who gets the water and the food? Or the children who help to unzip the sleeping bags and get in them and make the flashlights go around in the dark? Lots of things you can do with camping. But isn't it good to know, before you go camping, what all the different things are for? Yeah, the lights and the canteen and the sleeping bags and the tents and everything. I always like to be told before I do things, what it's going to be like, don't you? I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt, I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. Don't you like to be told things? Mm-hmm. And the people who tell you those things, they're very special to you, aren't they? Mm-hmm. There. Leave all those things for Mr. Wright when he comes back. So, I guess Daniel and Lady Aberlin, all the people in make-believe, are going to have to wait and just find it. Maybe Reardon will come back tomorrow, and maybe they will make plans for an opera. Who knows? One thing I know, and that's that you and I will be together then. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.